Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. Jury selection continues in the New York fraud trial of Donald Trump. One juror who had already been seated has already been excused. She told the judge she didn't think she could be impartial, and she said she was worried because some aspects of her identity were public. Separately, the Manhattan District Attorney is now asking for sanctions on Trump. The DA says his social media posts violate a gag order. House Speaker Mike Johnson faces a threat from fellow Republicans who say he should resign or be removed. NPR's Deirdre Walls reports the debate over foreign aid could determine whether he keeps his gavel.
Speaker Johnson defended his decision to move ahead with a series of bills providing more money for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. Georgia Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene, who opposes aid to Ukraine, already filed a motion to oust him, saying he's let conservatives down. But Johnson downplayed the effort on Wednesday.
If Marjorie brings the motion, she brings the motion, and we'll let the chips fall where they may. I have to do what I have to do, and then the members will vote their conscience as well.
With a razor-thin majority and backlash from members on the far right, the speaker will likely need Democratic votes to get the foreign aid package through the House. If that happens, he may also need votes from Democrats to remain as speaker. Deirdre Walsh, NPR News.
Hawaii's Attorney General Ann Lopez has released the first findings from the investigation into last summer's wildfires on Maui. These killed more than 100 people. Lopez says the report is only about stopping future disasters.
The underlying foundation of this report is not to place blame on anybody. This is about never letting this happen again.
But the report finds Maui County's mayor resisted suggestions the day of the wildfires to declare an emergency. Western countries are urging Israel not to escalate the current fighting in the Middle East, where Israel is engaged in conflicts on three separate fronts. As NPR's Greg Myrie reports, Israel's war cabinet is debating how to respond after Iran's direct attack last weekend, but it's not tipping its hand.
The U.S., Britain, and Germany are all counseling Israel to show restraint following the recent airstrikes by Iran. Israel's leader, Benjamin Netanyahu, says he appreciates the advice, but adds, quote, "We will make our own decisions." The direct confrontation with Iran adds a layer of complexity to the region's turmoil. Rocket fire by the Lebanese group Hezbollah wounded more than a dozen Israeli soldiers stationed near the country's northern border. And Israeli airstrikes are still pounding Gaza in the ongoing war against Hamas. Israel's conflicts with Hamas, Hezbollah, and Iran all date back decades, but have never been this active on all three fronts at the same time. Greg Myrie, NPR News.
Stocks are higher on Wall Street. The Dow was up 300 points. This is NPR. President Biden is set to campaign in Philadelphia today. Campaign officials say he will be endorsed by 15 members of the family of President John F. Kennedy. It's also an effort to blunt the presidential campaign of Robert F. Kennedy Jr. He left the Democratic Party to run as an independent. The NBA is facing a gambling controversy. Jonte Porter, a former player with the Toronto Raptors, is now banned from the league. An NBA investigation found he shared information with sports bettors. NPR's Tristan Plunkett reports it's the latest ding against a sports league since gambling became more widespread.
Since the 2018 Supreme Court ruling that granted power to the states to decide whether to legalize gambling, companies like FanDuel and DraftKings have exploded in popularity. Some fans point the finger at sports leagues themselves for partnering with sportsbooks and calling it hypocritical, considering how the leagues admonish players. The leagues maintain their stance they need to keep the integrity of competition with fans and teams. Porter is the latest to be swept up in gambling accusations, engaging in the sports equivalent of insider trading to enrich himself and others. Major League Baseball star Shohei Ohtani was recently mired in a controversy, though the Justice Department says he had no knowledge of the bets his former translator is charged with making. The NFL has suspended a handful of players in recent years. Tristan Plunkett, NPR News.
There's a very active volcano in Indonesia. Mount Ruang erupted 5 times yesterday in North Sulawesi province. Thousands of people were told to evacuate. Indonesian officials are now worried that part of the volcano could collapse into the ocean and trigger a tsunami. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News in Washington.